We continue our learning. We are in Sota, Perek Tes, Mishnah Vav. Ziknei Osa Ha'ir, the Beis Din of that particular city, which is the closest city to the Halal, and the Rambam adds, Ziknei Osa Ha'ir, Im Kol Ziknei Ha'afilu Heimea, all of the Zikenim of the city, he writes, in Hilchos Rotzeach Shmir Sanefesh Perek Tes, even if there are 100 people in that Beis Din of the Zikenim of that city, they all come. V'rochatzinis Edehen B'mayim B'mkom Arifa Shel Egla, they wash their hands in the place where the Egla had been decapitated. As it says, V'chol zikenei ha'ir ahir, ha'kravim el ha'chalol, yichatzu esedeyam al ha'egla ha'refav ha'nachal. What's al ha'egla ha'refav ha'nachal? It means the makom ha'refav ha'nachal. In that very place is where they wash their hands. V'omrim, and after they wash their hands, they say the following, which is from the Torah. Yadenu lo shavchu es adam hazeh, ve'enenu lo ra'u. Our hands did not spill the blood of this person, our eyes did not see. And the Mishnah asks, V'chi al da'atenu ol sashin zikenei beis din shofchei damimim. Do we have a havamin? Does it even enter our mind that the Ziknei Beis Din are those people who spill blood, that they have to say, by the way, we did not spill this blood? Ella, obviously their intention is, Shelo ba li yadenu ufatrunuhu below mazon, velo ri'inuhu vihinachnuhu below levaya. What it means is that they're not holding themselves accountable for actually spilling the person's blood. But rather, what they're saying is they're coming to say that this person who was killed, where it wasn't that the person came to us and we let him go without giving him food for the way, or we saw him and we didn't escort him out of the city. We were not even the cause, even indirectly, of the fact that he lost his life. Had he come to us, we'd have given him food. We would have escorted him out as well. Rashi adds, Upratanu below mazon. What does it mean that, we're not responsible, we didn't leave him, it wasn't someone who we knew, who we left, or we let him go without any food? Meaning that would be our responsibility, because as Rashi says, Uhutzrach lalaste mesabrios, he then, if he didn't have food, he'd have to rob people, and if he'd have to rob people, so he puts his life in danger, so then maybe he was killed because of that. So we didn't let him go by himself we would have escorted him out of the city had he come to us, but unfortunately we didn't see him, and therefore we could not escort him out. V'ha-kohanim, and the kohanim, it says, they're also in this parsha here, v'nigshu ha-kohanim b'nei Levi, omrim, what do they say after the ziknei ha-ra'i? They say, after the ziknei, the zikenim of that city say, yodenu lo shavku es adam hazeh v'enenu laru, the kohanim say, kaper la'amcho Yisrael asher padisa Hashem, Hashem, you should atone for the Jewish people. There shouldn't be any innocent blood that spilled amongst the Jewish people. And the pasuk then says, "Vini kaper lahem hadam." So the Mishnah explains, "Lo ha'yutzrichim lo ma'vini kaper lahem hadam." These words are not the words of the Kohanim that the Chumash says, "Vini kaper lahem hadam," that the blood is now atoned for. Ella, this Torah speaking, that Ella ruach hakodesh mi vasra san. It's ruach hakodesh that's now giving them the news and informing them, "Ema saisha tasu kacha." If you follow this ceremony, then hadam is kaper lohem, then there is going to be atonement for the loss of this particular life. Paraktas Mishnah Zayin. Nimtza ha-horeg ad shelo nerfa ha-egla. What happens if the rotzeach is found? The person who killed this chalal, killed this person, is found before the egla is decapitated, even though they've already brought it down to Nachal Eson. What happens? Do we say that it's already kadosh? It's already asur bahana? So says the Mishnah, Teitzei v'tire bo'eder. What happens? No, it's fine. It can go graze in the Eder amongst the flock, amongst the other behemoth schulin. It's not kadosh at all, and you can use it for whatever you like. According to the Tan of our Mishnah, the Egla Rufa does not become Asur Mechaim, meaning if it has not yet to be decapitated, now you find the Rotzeach, so there's no need to go through the ceremony. The fact that it was brought down to Nachal Eson does not prohibit it, but rather Arifasa, only if you decapitated. The Rambam, however, rules that once it goes down to Nachal Eson, it's Asur Bahana. And the Kesef Mishnah explains that even though it says here, Teitze V'tira Ba'eder, that's because the idea of the Mishnah, when it says that, is the assumption is that we're going to find the Horeg, She'al Das, She'yimotzei HaHoreg Lo Iktishua, that it, with in mind that the Horeg is going to be found, they weren't Maktishit, Shaharei Davar Matzoyhu She'yimotzei HaHoreg, because it's commonplace that you would find the murderer. Which means, even according to the Rambam, who says that the Egla becomes Asur Bahano once it's brought down into this Nachal Eson to the valley, that's only if the murderer is not found. Meaning if we find the Rotzeach, so then now the Egla retroactively becomes no longer, is not Kadosh anymore, because why was it designated as an Egla Aruf? For that was made on the assumption that we would never be able to identify the Rotzeach before you decapitated the Egla. But if, let's say, we really don't find the Rotzeach, and therefore we need to go through the whole process, so the animal does become Asur Bahano. When? Right, when it's brought down. So therefore, even if it would die before being decapitated, that the carcass of the animal would be Asur Bahano and would never go back to its original status, and it has to be buried. So that's what the point is that, yes, according to the Rambam, once you bring it down to Nachal and Eson, it's Asur Bahano, but the assumption is that, oh, there's a possibility that we're going to find the Rotzeach, and therefore if we do retroactively, it's not Kadosh anymore. But in fact, if we don't, and we have to go through the ceremony, the Isser really is from that very moment you bring it down to Nachal Eson, so that, as we said, if the animal, let's say you don't do the Areif of the animal and it just dies, it's going to be Asur Bahana if in fact we never find the Rotzeach. And others say, no, that the Tana of our Mishnah is not agreed upon by everybody. The Gemara in Kirishas Nanaf Chafei has another Tana who says that the Isser begins while the animal is alive, the moment you take it down to the valley to be decapitated, and in fact, not like the way we're explaining the Rambam, but rather, no, it's a different opinion and disagrees with our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says when you do the Areifa, it's Asur Bahana, but before that, it's not Asur Bahana. And another Tana disagrees. But as we said, it's possible to hold that even according to the opinion that once you bring it down to Nachal Eson, it becomes Asur Bahana. Once again, that's assuming that the animal is, that's assuming that the Rotzeach will not be found. If the Rotzeach is found, so then retroactively speaking, it was never Asur Bahana and it remains Chulin. But of course, as the Mishnah says, Mishener for Egla, once you decapitate it, so then, and then you find the Rotzeach, too bad, Tikover, then it has to be buried, Bimkoma, where you decapitated it, Asur Bahana, Shal Safek Bas Mitchilasa, Kipros, Sveika, V'Holchala, because why did you bring it to begin with? You brought the Egla Aruf, or was there, for what purpose? It was brought because he had a Safek, you didn't know who killed this person. And, in fact, you did the ritual, and the Egla took care of what it needed to take care of, and if the Rotzeach is not found, so the Safek, there's atonement for the people, and therefore, if you find the Rotzeach after you finish the ceremony, and you did the Areifa of the Egla, it doesn't leave its Itzar Hana, and it's buried in its place. And as the Mishnah then says, Nerfa ha-Egla v'acharkach nimsa ha-Horeg, harei ze ye-Horeg. Nonetheless, the Areifas Egla is not mechaper on the Rotzeach, mechaper on Am Yisrael, it's mechaper on the Beis Din. But therefore, if Nerfa Egla, even if you, after you decapitated the Egla, you find the Rotzeach, Harezei Horeg, he's going to be killed by Beis Din. Well, how do I know that from the Pesukim? Because it then says at the end, V'ata tiva'er hadam hanakim yirkibecha. The Brisa says in the Gemara, Minayin shem nerfa ha'egla v'achakach nimsa ha'oreg. How do you know, Shein poteres oso, that if you decapitated the egla, you went through the whole ceremony, and now you find the Rotzeach, the murderer, that this ceremony does not exempt him, Tam lomar, v'la'oretz lo yichupar l'adam asher shupach ba ki'im b'dam shofecho. You want the land of Israel to have atonement, it's only through taking care of the giving misas based into the one who spilled someone's blood. This is a pasuk in Parshas Maaseh.